Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Ayin Vov. We'll start the shiur with the Gemara at the end of the Omid Ayin Himid base. The Gemara brings down a brayse Hoya Omid Umakiv Menachos B'Yerushalayim. Then he makes a bracha Omid Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kiyimonu. And not on Le'ichlo Omid Amitzi Lechem in Oretz. And on this the Gemara discusses the Shia of Amitzi Lechem in Oretz has to have a Kazayis, like we'll see soon. The Gemara over here, who says in a Braisa that this person who's Makriv Menachos B'Yerushalayim, he's making a Brocha of Shechayonu, is discussed over here in Yerushalayim. Why exactly is he making this Brocha of Shechayonu V'Kiyimonu V'Giyonu Lazman Hazeh, which is normally a Brocha on a Mitzvah Shemagia Mizman Lizman, on a time in a Mitzvah, on a Yom Tov, then we make a Brocha of Shechayonu. Over here, L'Chayi, there's no Mitzvah Shegia Mizman Lizman. Why is this person making a bracha of Shechayonu? Rashi explains that we're talking about a Kohen who was never yet makriv a mincha. And a meila for him, this is a mitzvah which he's doing his first time in his life. And a meila, this is the reason why he's making a bracha of Shechayonu. And from here, the Achrinim discuss in different places that there's a makoy to make a bracha of Shechayonu in a case where he hasn't yet ever done a mitzvah. And this is his first time he's doing a mitzvah, he should make a bracha of Shechayonu, like the Magen Avraham discusses in Hilchos Tefillin. And other places, if there's a din of a mitzvah of Shechayonu, even though it is not a mitzvah, mizman lizman, but since he's never yet done this mitzvah before, this alone is enough to make a bracha of Shechayonu, the way Rashi learns of here, Al Gemara. The Ur Chaim HaKodesh in his Sefer, Rishon Letzion, on Maseches Brachos, Lamed Zayin, Amid Beis, he asks on Rashi, and we find over here the Rashba already, in the Chidushim HaMiyuchosim, the Rashba, they ask, that L'chir, how can Rashi say we're discussing a Kohen who's never yet been makriv a mincha in his life? L'chir, the halacha is that the Kohen, in order that he should start doing a maisa, a krova of someone else's mincha, the din is that he has to first bring a minchas chinuch. The din is that every Kohen, before he starts his avodah, even a Kohen hediot, we learned from the Gemara earlier, that there's a pasuk telling us that he has to bring a minchas chinuch. Memela, automatically, this minchas chinuch is going to be his first mincha, which is going to be makriv. And says the Rishon Letzion, L'chayi over here, we're not discussing the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen, because later on it says in the Braisa, Notlon Le'ochlon, and over here, Bakolchach, we're discussing a Mincha which is eaten, Mashenke in the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen, is Kula Kolil, like the Gemara says earlier, Memela, we're not discussing the Minchas Chinuch, how could it be over here that this Kohen hasn't yet ever been Makiv a Mincha, L'chayi is ready to be Makiv his Minchas Chinuch. The Meiri also over there in Brachos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, he says that over here we're not discussing a Kohen who's never yet been makir a mincha, because over here a Kohen always has to be makir first a minchas chinuch, and we're not discussing the minchas chinuch because it says notlon la'ochlon, and this is also like Tosfos over here in Devar Maschil Yoimet discusses that over here we're talking about a menochis ho achruy the nechal a Kohen necholis la'koyanim and not a minchas kolil. Says the Rishon Letzion in the Rechaim HaKodesh, that over here we have to be discussing a Kohen who be'emes had a krova of a minchas chinuch, but for some reason it was an oynus, and he couldn't do that krova himself. And be'emes this is a halacha, that a minchas chinuch does not actually have to be nikrav through the Kohen himself, that he does the krova of the minchas chinuch, and through that there's a chinuch of the maisa avoidas hamincha. The reason why the Kohen has to bring a minchas chinuch, he has to bring this korban. The korban has to be koriv for this Kohen who's starting to do the Avodah. This is the Akrova of the Minchas Chinuch. But the actual Akrova does not have to be done through the Kohen. Memela, the case of our Gemara is discussing a Kohen who brought a Minchas Chinuch, but for some reason, he himself did not do the Akrova of this Mincha. And Memela comes out that this Mincha, which is now being Makriv, which is a Mincha and a Cheles, it is not a Minchas Kohen. Memela, this Mincha is his first Mincha, and he's making a Shechayonu. This is the case, according to Rashi, that he's making a Shechayonu, Shekoyen, HaMakriv, who's never yet been Makriv a Mincha in his life. This is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos over here in Devar Maschil Yoimet explains, at the end of Tosfos, that we be'emes are making a Brocha of Shechayonu because it's Magia Mizman Nizman, because the Kohenim, as we know, they were Nischalik in Mishmoris, and according to the Cheshbon, it comes out that every Kohen was Zeicha to come into the Beis HaMikdosh to do the Avodah twice a year. He had a din of a mishmar, api the cheshbon, it comes out that his turn comes every twice a year. He has a din to do a avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. Memela, every time when he came back to the Beis HaMikdosh after 6 months, then be'emes is magia mizman lizman, when his turn came in his time to go and work in the Beis HaMikdash, Mamela, this is the reason why he's making a bracha of Shechayonu, like a din of a Moyadim, which we make a bracha of Magia Mizman Nizman. This is the Kohen over here when he starts working in his man in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Be'emes, this din of Magia Lizman Nizman, the Beis Yosef in Erechaim, in Simir Yishchof Hei, he says that normally we need to have something which only comes once a year, like a Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, these only come once a year. This is Go'alocha of Mechayiv, a Baruch of Shechayonu, since it only comes once a year. Mashenken over here in Tosfos, you see, that even though the Mishmar al Pir Cheshbon was Be'emes twice a year, Afal Pikein was also enough to him to make a Baruch of Shechayonu. Over there, the Rama says that the din he can make even twice a year. Says in Mogen Avraham, in Sivkotin Yud Gimel, in Erechaim, Simir Yishchof Hei, that the Mekor from this din of the Rama to say not like the Beis Yosef, and the din of Magia Mizman Nizman is even if it comes twice a year, says the Mogen Avraham, it's from our Tosfos, because a Kohen who works in a Mishmar, is Be'emes, comes into the Beis HaMikdash, Magia Mizman Nizman twice, Pamayim B'shono, and Afal Pikein, you still see in Tosfos, this was enough for him to make a bracha of Shechayonu, like it's Mavur in the Be'aisa. And the Bekveig over there is Moira, that this Svar, this Mekor from Tosfos, is already pointed out by the Birkas HaZevach, by us in Tosfos, that this is a Mekor, that Magia Mizman Nizman, is even if it's Pamayim B'shono, is also enough to be Mechayiv in a bracha of Shechayonu, Lizman Azeh, which is twice a year, is also, like the Ramos says in Erechaim, and not like the Besesis Svar, that needs to be Dafke, Pamachas B'shono. But Be'emes, the Ikka Svar of Tosfos, that the reason why the Kohen was making a bracha, because it's Magia Mizman Nizman, in the Mogin Giborim over there in Erechaim, he asks a very strong question. The Biskerov over here in Chidushim also asks this in Tosfos himself, and they ask that the Chira, Enoch Anami mitzad the Hilchus Mishmoris Fakuna, the Kohen had the Zchus to work in the Beis HaMikdash twice a year, Pamayim B'shono, this was when he had the Zchus to work in the Beis HaMikdash mitzad the Dine Mishmoris. But the halacha is, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, in Daf Kuf Yud, that any Kohen who comes and he works and brings to the Beis HaMikdash his own korban, then he always has a zechus to go mimakiv his own korban. Ve'oivdo biyodoi, like the Gemara over there says, we learn this out from Psukim, that there's a halacha that the Kohen can be mimakiv his own korban and it overrides the Dinei Mishma, and he even gets a zechia in the oir of the korban, which is makiv. Memela, this din that he has to make a Shechayonu L'chir, because it's Magia Mizman Nizman, L'chir, since the Kohen always has the possibility of bringing a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and in doing the Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash, then L'chir, this should automatically tell us that when he does have his Chus mitzad Mishmoris, then this Chus is not Be'emes a Mitzvah, which is Magia Mizman Nizman, because he has the possibility the whole way through the year to go and bring a Korban into the Beis HaMikdash. Unlike any other Yomim Tovim, when the Yom Tov comes, there was no possibility to be Mekayin the Mitzvah of this Yom Tov, and the Etzem Din of the Yom Tov is only Mizman Nizman, Mashinken over here, the Kohen, he had this Mitzvah which he can bring, Avodah Beis HaMikdash, any time during the year if he wants to bring his own Korban. Why should the Din that he has to bring a Mishmah, why should this be Mechayivim? It's a different new halacha that the Avodah and the Mishmah, the possibility was Mizman Nizman, if L'chir had this Efshorus all the way through the year. This is the Mogin Giborim, the Biskerov, they ask on Tosfos, and they say that the Rashi was Mechiach from over here, that this is not the reason why it's Mekir Shechayonu, only because he's someone who's a Kohen, who's never yet been Makir Mincha, and the Broch of Shechayonu over here is not because it's Mizman Nizman, but only because it's a new mitzvah which he's never done, and this is the reason why he's Mekir Shechayonu. And according to Tosfos, we have to understand the Chira, he has the possibility the whole year, Afal Pikein is Mavu in Tosfos, a Chidush, that this is called something which is a mitzvah, Hamagia Mizman Nizman. Now, in the Ikka Sugya of the Gemara, Rav Yosef's bringing down the case of Chavitza, the Ispa Pirurim, and is discussing if the Brocha is Amoitzi or the Brocha is Mezoinos. There's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here, in exact definition of this Chavitza. Rashi learns the Chavitza is through a Bishul, and the Bishul is what Mavatel Torah has passed. Tosfos and Abinu Tam in Devar Maschil Chavitza, he learns it without Bishul, this is only a Dibuk, it's stuck together through Dvash and Cholov, and this is the dimin of the Gemara to Tigun or Menoches. And if Yosef's Chidush, he takes off the Gemara by Mincha, that it depends if there's any pieces of a Kazayis, and if the pieces are Kazayis, and you make a Brocha of Amoitzi, Mashenkin, if it's less than a Kazayis, and you make a Brocha of Boyer Minim Ezoinois. The Gemara later on, Abaya asked Rav Yosef from two dinim, from the din of Rabbi Shmuel, and from the Braisa by Chometz Matzah, says the Gemara that you see, L'chaira, even less than the Kazayis, there's gonna be a halacha that you're gonna make a mitzi lechem in Oretz. And the Gemara answers the Chatchila that we're talking about, Hochem b'mayaskino, b'sheirson, like Rashi explains, he did a gibble, he already mixed them both together, he took all these pieces, and he stuck them together again, and he made it into a ball, and now this ball itself has a kazayis, and Mamila, this is the reason why he makes a bracha mitzi lechem in Oretz. The Gemara doesn't like the case, because it's just said a loshen she'ochloi, says the Gemara in the end, the maskana we're talking about, bo mi lechem godoil. Now, our Gemara b'emes is a makur, for an interesting shaila, on what bracha do we make on knedlach? This is matzah balls, which you put into the soup, and this is b'emes pirurim, from pieces of bread, pieces of matzah, which is stuck together, and you make it into a ball, and this is a shaila over here, it doesn't b'emes have tzuras pass, and the Gemara's maskana is, even though we don't pass into Rav Yosef, and we hold them, the halacha is, even less than the kazayis, we make a bracha of amitzi lechem in Oretz, but the Gemara says in maskana on Marova, v'hu de'ika t'risa d'name alayu, it has to have a tzuras pass, memele, in order to make a bracha of amitzi on something which doesn't have a kazayis, then there has to be a tzuras pass, masha'inkin, if it doesn't have a tzuras pass, then you make a bracha of b'yum minim izoynus. Now the shaila is, what will happen in a case where you make a ball out of these pirurim into a knedlach and now it has a kazayis? Do we say that this ball which has been made, this dibuk, through the gibble that we're sticking it all together, is it called the kazayis? Or do we still look at it like separate pieces and mamela it's einbri kazayis, and in einbri kazayis, since it doesn't anymore have a tzura of path, will be a brocha only of a b'yum minim izoynus. Says the Mogen Avraham in Kuf Samaches, Siv Katan Chof Ches, that Lechirutz Mochach in the Gemara, that if Yosef originally answered the Breisa, Hocha b'mayas kino b'sheirson, that we're talking about, he stuck together again through a gibble, he mixed them in, and he made a leash into a dough, and he put these perurim back again with a gibble with mayim, and he stuck them together, and you see in the Gemara that this is enough to give it a chashivas of a kazayis. And even though the Gemara asks, that's on mashma, we're talking about a case of irson, but we're not chizah from the Ika Anocha, and we still agree that through a meiser gibble, through sticking it together into a ball, this still gives a chashivas of a kazayis enough to make a brocha of amitzi lechem in Oretz in Rav Yosef. Memele, even a maskonas ha-gemara, where we paskin that less than a kazayis, we can also make a brocha of amitzi only if it has a tzura of pass. But in a case where it doesn't have a tzura of pass, we all ask to have a kaponim a kazayis. Memele, over here, since you see in the gemara that irson is enough to be machshiv, the pirurim, all the little pieces, since they're now all stuck together, Mamela as a chashivas of a kazayis, it stays even a maskonas ha-gemora, and Mamela says among an Avraham, we have to make a brocha be'emes on knedlach, of amitzi lechem in Oretz, if it has a kazayis, as a shir, then it has to make a brocha of amitzi lechem in Oretz. This is what among an Avraham takes out from our gemora. The ma'isa over there in the Shari Tshuva, he says that we don't, we make a brocha b'yom minim izoynos. Many achrinim discuss this shaila, do we make a brocha of amitzi or mezoinos, and the Mishnah Berurah brings out from Nishmas Odom, over there in Kuf Samaches, if Katan Nuntes, to make a brocha of b'yom minim izoynos. Explains the Nishmas Odom in Ilchus Brochas, in Klal Nun Dalet, if Katan Dalet, that the reason to argue on the Mogen Avraham Svara from our Gemara, is l'chaira, because be'emes, we can say that it's very different, the Svara which the Gemara uses, l'chatchila, in Rav Yosef's Shitta, and then the maskonas ha-gemara ledina that we pass like shitas rover. Because Rav Yosef originally holds that the shaila of the gemara, whether we should make a ramitzi or mezoinos, depends if you have a kazayis. If in the pieces, the pirurim, or psisim le kazayis, then you make a ramitzi, then it has a chashivus of pass. Masha'inkin less than a kazayis, it doesn't have a chashivus of pass. Memela, in Rav Yosef's shita, everything depends on the chashivus of the shia. We don't bichlal discuss the shaila that's missing in the tzuras pass. This is not Rav Yosef's koveya. The nidin on Rav Yosef, everything depends on the amount, how much we have over here, even though it's missing in the tzura of the pass. But Rav Yosef holds that as long as it has a kazayis, his pirurim sheish b'kazayis is also enough to go and make a brocha of amitzi. And mamela, this is the reason why Rav Yosef holds everything depends only on one thing, if it has a pirurim of kazayis or pirurim less than a kazayis. Memela, in Rav Yosef's svara, we can see, the Gemara says a svara, that in a case where he stuck together many different perurim, and now it all has a chashivas of a shia of a kazais, memela this is enough to make a moitzi, since everything is kiveya, everything depends. If it has a chashivas of a kazais, memela this is enough to say that it does have the chashivas of a kazais, even though before it was missing in its chashivas, because there's only perurim, but al kaponim now that it became a kazais, because it's stuck together, this gets back the chashivas of the shia, and memela, you get back to the brocha of amoitzi lechem in oretz. This is what the Gemara said before in Ev Yosef. That's why by Irson, you make a brocha of amoitzi. But says the Nishmas Odom, the Maskonas HaGemara, where Rava tells us that be'emes it did not depend on the kazayis and less than the kazayis, because even less than the kazayis still has a chashivas of past, as long as we can see the tzura of the past. Memela, you see a new svar over here, that in a case where you see the tzuras ha-pas, you mechuyev to make ha-moitzi. Masha'enken, if you don't see the tzuras ha-pas, you don't make ha-moitzi. And the reason is, not because it's missing in the chashivas of the shir, but because it's missing in the tzura of the pas. Because there's a akpoda, we have a special akpoda to make ha-moitzi only on something which has tzuras pas, and we made a less than a shir where it doesn't have the chashivas, it's missing the tzuras ha-pas. It also tells us that this is the reason why you don't make ha-moitzi lechem in oretz. Memela says Nishmasodim is svara that if someone takes little pieces which is missing in the Tzuras HaPas, and the reason why he's not making Amoitzi is besides the fact that it's missing in the Chashivas of the Shia of the Kazais, but it's also missing in the Tzura of the Pas, which itself is a Sibah why he only makes a Mezoinos. Memela, even if he's going to now take all these little pieces together and stick them all together and make a ball, a knedel, enough of a Shia of the Kazais, and the Chanami, maybe he'll get back the Chashir Chashivas of a Kazais, but the problem that he doesn't have a Tzuras HaPas never goes away from him. Because he is actually made up of little pieces, and every single little piece already had a Afkor, that he doesn't have the Din of Amoitzi because he's missing his Tzuras HaPas. Memela, for this, it's not going to be a good that he's going to stick back together all these pieces and make now a big Kazais, even though it's enough to get back the chashivas of a shia of a kazayis, but he's still missing the Tzuras HaPas. Memela, this is the difference why the Maskonas HaGemara in Rova, where we have a new problem that you have to have a Tzuras HaPas besides the din chashivas of shia of a kazayis, then this way, no way we'll be able to get back this brocha of amoitzi by sticking together all these little pieces, which every piece already had a afkor that he's missing in the Tzuras HaPas, and memela, you only make a brocha of mezoinus. Memela, this is all the Maskonas HaGemara. The Gemara which says in Avamina that Irson is beseder to make a bracha of Amoitzi is in the shita of Rav Yosef, who holds that everything depends on one thing only, if it has a shia of a kazais or it doesn't, and Memela, by putting it together, it gets now a shia of a chashivas of a kazais, and you make a Amoitzi. But in Maskona, where there's a new problem and he's missing a Tzuras HaPas, there it doesn't help putting it back together, making him a shia of a kazais, and the Maisa, at the end of the day, is still going to make a bracha in the Mezoinos. Says the Nishmas Odom, this is the reason why one can argue on a Magen Avraham and say by the Knedlach, even if he has a Kazayis, he still only makes a brocha of Boyim in the Mezoinos and not a brocha of Amitzi Lechem in the Oretz. This is a discussion in Achrinim over here, take out from our Gemara between Rav Yosef and Rava. Now moving further on into the Mishnah, in Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah tells us Halacha, Kol HaMenochos Bois Ese Ese, Chutz Milechem Aponim V'Chavite Koyen Godol, Shehein Bois Shtei Meser, and the more big dam achlikus, Yehuda and Ermea, which is discussed in the Gemara, the Makur of the Ese Ese Chalos, is learned out from Lachmi Toida, to all the other Menochis, and this is what the Mishnah tells us, that there's Aloch in all the Menochis that are Bois Ese Ese Chalos. Says Rashi in the Ksaviad, that so too the Mincha Soiles is also included in the Mishnah, that it also has to come Ese Ese Chalos. And even though, says Rashi, the afir, the baking, when it's made Ese Ese Chalos, is only taking place after the Kmitza, but later on, when they do the afir, they have to make sure that they bake it Ese Ese Chalos. This is Rashi in Ksaviad. But Be'emes, we already discussed at the beginning of the Perik, that Rashi ala Torah in Vayikra Beis Dalet, as she says, that only the Menochis who afuyos have a locha of Ese Ese Chalos. And Memela the Minchasoiles, which doesn't have a din afir, does not have this halacha, and is not included in the Mishnah over here of Ese Ese Chalos. And explains over there the Goaria on his Pshat in Rashi Al HaTorah on his Pirush, he explains that since the afir, the baking, if there's a baking which takes place by the Minchasoiles, this is only by the Shirayim, which is eaten for the Koyanim, Necholim Le Koyanim, Memela, this din afir, which is later on, is only after the Kmitza, and after the Kmitza, there's no point anymore making Ese Ese Chalos, which is a halacha mitzad the asiyah of the ikar mincha and avidas hamincha. Mameila, in a case where the kmitza has already taken place, there's no point anymore of making esa chalois. And mameila, this is the reason why Rashi holds that mincha soiles is not included in this halacha. Now the Rambam shita, the Lech Mishnah says in Perik Yud Gimel Ma'is HaKobonis Halacha Yud, the Rambam also holds, like Rashi in the Ksav Yad, that a Mincha Soiles needs to have Esa Chalois, and he asks on the Mizrochi and on Rashi Al HaTorah, that's Mavur, that there's no din of Esa Chalois. But the Mishnah Lemelech, we said earlier, already asks on the Lech Mishnah, the Chir, the Furish, and the Loshon of the Rambam says clearly, only Kol Ha'arba Menochis Eilu Ha'afuyois, Kesha Oifin Oison, Oifin Kol Isorin Esa Chalois. It's clear in the Rambam, this is Dafka, in the Menochis or Afuyis, like Rashi Al HaTorah, and the Mincha Soiles does not need Esa Chalis. Now, in the Loshon of the Rambam, which we just quoted, the Rambam says, an interesting Loshon, the Rambam says, Kolo Arba Menochis Eilu or Afuyis, Kusha Oifin Oisan, when we bake them, Oifin Kol Isorin Esa Chalis. Every Isorin has to be baked and made into Esa Chalis, which is a Din Al Gemara, that all the Menochis have to be Esa Chalis. L'chayyah, from the reading of the Loshon of the Rambam, that the Rambam tells us this halacha is oifin kol isorin esechalois, would be mashma, that if one takes one mincha, which has many isroinois, the halacha is, you could bring a mincha up to shishim isroinois, which this has a possibility of doing a maisa blila, afterwards in the problem of inroi lebila, but al kaponim, you're allowed to bring a mincha up to 60 isroinois. Memela, in the case where the mincha has 60 isroinim, L'chayra, in the Loshon of the Rambam is Mavur, that we take every single Isorin of the Mincha, and we bake the Isorin into Esech Halois. This is what the Rambam says, Oifin Kol Isorin, Esech Halois, we'll take the Loshon of the Rambam literally, that this is referring to every Isorin, the Din of Esech Halois, is Be'emes said in the Shia of the Isorin of Soiles, which is the minimum Shia of the Mincha, but if the Mincha has more Isorinois, then every Isorin needs to be baked into Esech Halois, and it is not Halocha in the Mincha itself, that the Mincha has to have Esech Halois. The Sfas Emes, later on in Daf Kuvov and Medalev, he discusses this point, and he says that it discusses by Minchas Mafitanu, which is Chalois and Rikikin, and he discusses over there what will be in a case where the person brings many Isorinois for his Mincha, how many Chalois does he actually make, and he says, L'chir, one would say, this Loshon of the Rambam is, that the Shia is Kol Isorin, from every Isorin you take, and you make Esa Chalois. L'chir, Be'emes is a big Chidush, and we don't find anywhere in Gemara mentioned that there's a Mincha, which is Be'emes more than 10 Isorin, 10 Chalois. And L'chir, according to the Rambam, it would always depend on the Shia of the Mincha, how big Mincha this person is bringing. And if the person has more Isorinois, then he has to bring more Chalois. And in a case where he brings the biggest Mincha possible of 60 Isorinois, then Be'emes he brings 600 chalois. L'chayyid is a big chidush, and we don't find anywhere mentioned such an idea that the din of Eser chalois is in Kol Isori. And more so, the Makuri, like we mentioned, of the din of Eser chalois in our Mishnah, the Gemara says this is learned from the Lachmi Toido. Now Be'emes the Lachmi Toido, which is made into 10 chalois, is not Shia of Isori in Soiles. The amount of Soiles we have by the Lachmi Toido, this is, the Gemara says, this is split up between the chalois, which are chometz, and those which are matzah, and the Gemara says that the shia is a saw of soiles, which is actually three esreinim, and a third, memela, and afapikein, we take all of these, and we make 10 chalois. So too, the chalois which are chometz in the Lachmi Toido, they are 10 esreinim, and we make from these 10 esreinim, 10 chalois. So l'chir, if we're going to say that the halacha of esa chalois is gufa learned from the makor, from Lachmi Toido, l'chir bal kolchoch, the din is said in the shir, in the mincha. There's a halacha on every single mincha, that as long as it's part of the same korban, there's a halacha of Eser Chalois. But to say there's a din in every Isorin, there's no makor at all, that the din of Eser Chalois is said in the shir of Isorin of Soiles. So the Loshon of the Rambam, that the Rambam tells us, Oifin kol Isorin Eser Chalois, this is a shver Loshon, because Kipshutoi, the din, is said in the mincha, and not on the amount of Soiles the person is actually bringing for his korban. In the Sefer Torah HaMincha, in Chalukah Sechalois, is Yud Aleph, he is Ma'ure, from the Gemara later on, the Mishnah says in Kuvdalid Amid Beis, that if someone said that he made a neder, that he's going to bring a Mincha of many Yisroinim, but he doesn't remember how many, Pirashti Mincha Shel Yisroinim, Ve'eino Yodea, Ma Pirashti, Kamo Pirashti, says the Mishnah, the person has to bring now a Mincha of 60 Yisroin, because this is the biggest mincha possible, and maybe this is the amount he was be'emes noida for his korban. Explains the Gemara later on in Kuvava Med Aleph, that this person who's bringing our mincha of 60 isorin, he has to say that however much he made the neder, this amount should be oila le nidri, v'ashar and the rest of the soilets which is brought, which maybe is more than amount he was noida, should be in the dover. And later on, he takes two kmotzim, he makes two times a koymetz, he makes a koymetz lenidroi, and a koymetz lenadova, like the Gemara over there explains, in Kuvava Medalef, and Mamela says the Gemara, this is a etzer for the person, I mean, Monoshach, he's been yotzer his korban. Now, Be'emes, the Gemara doesn't mention any etzer. What does this person do? How many chalois is the person going to be baking these 60 sorin? L'chayra, maybe the person Be'emes was noida originally all the 60 for the choyva, and Mamela, there's one big mincha here of 60 isorin, and he has to make eser chalois. But mitzacheni, maybe he was only noida a few isrenos. And Mamela, he has over here in front of him two minochos. He has a mincha for his neder, and he has a mincha for his nedova. And then din on each mincha has to be made in eser chalois. So l'chira, he has got no eitz over here. How many chalois is he going to be making out of this amount of soiles in this shishim isorin? Mashenkin, if you say like the Loshon of the Rambam, that the din of Eser Chalois is said on every Isorin of Soiles, Memele, even in a case where he was Be'emes Noider 60 Isorin and all of it is one big Korban, but actually he's going to be making, from every Isorin he's going to be making another 10 Chalois, Memele, there's no difference if it's Lenede or Lenedova, the din is always going to be the same, that from every Isorin he makes 10 Chalois. Mashenkin, if we say that the din is on the mincha, l'chira, he's mamon shach over here, he doesn't know how too much to do. Should he make eser chalois, or should he make esrim chalois, 20, for the neder and for his nedover? So al kapodim, this is l'chira aura from the Gemara later on, even though it's not really a taina, because the halacha is that the din of eser chalois is not me'akiv. Memina, the Gemara over there later on, when he tells us dinim, which are me'akiv in the kmitza, and the other dinim which the Gemara discusses in Kuvava Med Aleph, how is this person going to be yotze his neder if he doesn't know how many isorin he was noider? But lemaisa legabe the din of eser chalois and echanami, hitaka maybe he's not going to be yotze the din lechatchila of this avo of yud chalois, even though always there's a halacha you have to be makpid to do the avo as hamincha kedin, but over here he doesn't have any choice. Memela, there's be'emes no efshorus, no possibility for him to be yotze the din of eser chalois if the din of eser chalois is said in the mincha like the pashtus of the makor of lachmi toido. This is an interesting nekuda to take out from this Loshon of the Rambam that the din of eser chalois is in kol yisorin. Now moving on to the Gemara brings down the din of the Braisa, of the Shifa and the Be'ita, which is said in the Mishnah that has to be done to the soiles, the chitin. And the Bimya, he asks the Shaila, Amtuya ve'isuya chad, Oidulma Amtuya ve'asuya trei, how do we look at the Amtuya, the Ilocha and the Avor? Do we look at it like two beaters, two shifas, who do we say this is all called one, and the Gemara blives by Teiku, the Gemara blives by a boya delo ifshita. Now the Rambam in Isurim is Beach in Peik Zayin Alocha Hei, he says that the Alocha is, the Havor v'Hilocha is called the Shifa Achas, and it's Lahachme, says the Rambam, we only call this one Shifa, and Mamela, this is a Chumrah, the Rambam pointing out that even though it's a Sophic in our Gemara, Afa became we go to Chumrah to say that this is only called one, and Mamela has to still do more to Mimakayim, the amount of Shifa and Be'ita he needs to do in the Menoches, to Mimakayim, the din of the Mishnah. Says the Chasdei David, a very interesting point, in Tesefta Peik Ches Aloch Evov, that L'chir, why does the Rambam Paskin in the Shailo V'Biyumi over here, L'chumrah, L'chir, this will be Mashma, this is the klal of the Sophic, the Reise, L'chumrah. Now, L'chir, says Chasdei David, one would normally say that the amount of Shifa and Be'ita, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, are only dinah d'rabbanon, this is a hiddu in the Chittim, in order to go and clean them, like this Mavur and Rishonim, to take off the klippah, and there's outer klippahs, and there's more klippahs, which are called Subin and Morson, which are more Dovuk, to the actual chitta itself, and this is the reason why we do many shifas and be'itas. Al kaponim, normally one would say that these dinim are only dinim idar abonon, and memela, the amount of how much a person has to do, lechira, this is only a sofik, which Rabbi Yemi declares as a sofik idar abonon, to be mekayim, the amount in the Mishnah, And the Rambam l'chuyah paskins that it's a sofik deraisa, because otherwise he wouldn't have paskins sofik deraisa l'chumra. Says the Chasdei David l'chuyah, this is a chidush that the amount of shivas and beitas mentioned in the Mishnah is be'emes din deraisa. Maybe it's halacha Moshe Sinai that be'emes this is the amount you have to do. And mameila, this is why the Rambam paskins that you have to go l'chumra because it's a sofik deraisa l'chumra. Big chidush that this the amount is also a din Torah. It is not just a din derabonon for the hidu in the asiya and the havos hamenochis. The Chasdei David over there explains also apisoid, apikabola. He goes through all the Mishnayos over here, the amount of how much a person has to do. This is apikabola, all the dinim. But says the Chasdei David al kaponim, this is beemes a din Torah, and therefore the halacha is sofik deraisa lechumra. Now moving further on into the Gemara, the end of the Omid, the Gemara brings down the halacha Omer Rav Tuvi Bakrisna Omer Shmuel Lachmi Toido Shaofon Arba Chalo Is Yotzo. The Gemara asks, that's the halacha of Arboim Chalo Is Palachmi Toido. Says the Gemara, this din of Arboim is only in the mitzvah. So then the Gemara asks another kasha of Arboim Afusha Truma Minayu V'chitei Medem Afish Mikol Chode V'chode. It's only a din of Echod, they can't take porus. Answers the Gemara Yesoid, which the Gemara is quoted many times in the Dorm Daf Yud Beis and other places in Nidda Davov. The halacha, the chiddush of Evtuvi Bakisna Mashmuel, the afrishinu belisha, the one can be mekayim the mitzvah of trumas lachmi toido already when it's a lisha, when it's a isa, when it's still a dough before it's been baked, and this is the way he was mekayim the truma, and in order that it shouldn't become later on a porus, he shouldn't break up a chalo of the lachmi toido, and this is the case where lachmi toido shofen arba chalo is yotzo, because the mitzvah of afroshas truma is already mekayim the afrishinu belisha. Now, in Loshon of Rashi is mashma, that the way he did this afrosha when it was still a isa, when it was a dough, is he made one big dough, each min, he took the amount he has to use, the amount of soilets he has to use for each min of the chalois of the lachmi toido, and he made one big chalo, and before he baked it, he has a big isa from this min, and he takes the amount of afrosha, that's amount, the equivalent of echod miyud, the amount he has to take normally, he takes one piece from this big Isa, and this is the Maisa Truma, which he's doing four times in these four chalas, which are the four minim of the Lachmi Toido, and these are the Afrosha, which he's doing b'mekayim the din of Trumas Lachmi Toido. Memela comes out that Be'emes, this person never actually had a kium of the Esa Esa Chalois, and Memela by the Lachmi Toido, he doesn't have a din of the Arboim. He only has four chalois all the way, he made four doughs, and he did the afrosha from each dough, and in the end, this is the four chalois which he has, and he was never mekayim any mitzvah of esa esa chalois. This is that the Gemara says, that the din of Arboim is only the mitzvah ba'alma, and b'di'evet he can be yoitza, even in arba chalois. So too in the Rambam, in Perek Tes Ma'aseh HaKorbanos, is also mashma, that this afrosha, belisha, which the Gemara discusses, means that he took out of the dough, shall kol min, he takes from each min, he takes a piece, a chaticha, from the dough, and this is the way he's been mekayim in the mitzvah of Trumas Lachmi Toido. But if we look in the Ran, and so too in the Rosh, in their Pirush on the Dorim, Yud Beis on Yud Beis, they say a very interesting mahalach, how the afrosha belisha was done. They explain that this person, the chatchila, he took all the soiles from each min of the Lachmi Toido, and he made 10 different doughs. He made Yud Isos. And then he took one of these Isos, and he made it into Trumas Lachmi Toido. He took one of them out of the 10. Later on, he took from the 9 which are left over, the Chulin. The Chulin, they weren't Truma, these are the Lachmi Toido. The 9 of these leftover doughs, he went and baked everything into one big dough, and these are the 4 chalois which he has at the end of the day. But lechatchila, on each min be'emes, he had 10 different doughs, and he did the afrosha by taking one of these doughs out of the 9. It was echod miyud from the 10 doughs he had in front of him. This is how the Ran and the Rosh explain the case of afrishinu b'lishayu by Reb Tuvi Bakisna. Now, be'emes, we have to understand, the Gemara says clearly that the Arboim, which the halacha is by Lachmi Toido, was only the mitzvah ba'alma. So what was the purpose at all of the person lechatchila, even though he's doing afrosha belisha? Says the Ran and the Rosh that he made 10 doughs and he took one of the doughs and he left over the 9, and from the 9 he made one chala. Since later on anyway he's going to be making the alba chalois, and the Gemara says the Arboim is only a mitzvah, so what was the point of making lechatchila 10 separate doughs? Says the Sfas Emes by us in the Sugya that it's mavu over here in the Ran and the Rosh And the Sfasemis says that it seems to like to him, like this Misvara, L'choya, this should be the Halacha, that the din of Afrosha and the Truma of Lachmi Toido is said the Halacha in Chalois. It is a Halacha that has to come 1 out of 10. Memela, the din of 10, he has to lechatchila, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Afrosha and of a Truma, he has to always make sure that he has in front of him at least 10 Chalois. Memela, the Gemara says that Afrishinu B'lishayu just means that the 10 are not Chalois, they're not baked Chalois, but the 10 does, and Memela to be mekayim the mitzvah of Afrosha, he had to go make 10 separate Isois, and then he takes one Isa out of the 10, and he does the mitzvah of Afrosha of Trumas Lachmi Toido from the 10 does, and later on he takes his other 9 and he made them into one Chala, but Al Kaponim B'Shas, the Trumas is Alocha, there has to be 1 out of 10, and in order to be Mekayim the Alocha of 1 out of 10, he has to Al Kaponim have sometime a case where he had 10 separate Chalokim, and this is Niskayim Belisha, in a case where it was 10 separate does. This is the reason why the Ran and the Rosh say that this person had to Al Kaponim make 10 Isa is in order to be Mekayim the Halacha of the Afrosha of Echod Miyud, which was Niskayim when it was still a dough. This is how the Sfasemis explains the Shitta of the Ran and the Rosh. But in Mikdash Dovid, in Simon Choftes, Oizbeis, he asks that L'chira, if this is a Svar of the Ran and the Rosh, like the Sfasemis explains, because there's Halacha in Truma, it has to be Echod Miyud of the Chalois, Toisus, we have by us in the Afrishinu B'lishayu, explains that the Kiddush of the Lechem, the actual Kiddusha, which is going to be Chal on the Lechem Toido, is only B'shas Shechita, and this is only after the Afir, because actually Kolmu B'tanu, Toisus brings down the Din, that's not going to be Kodosh. Memele, it comes out that later on, when the actual Kiddush of the Lechem is taking place, there's no 10 Chalos anymore left over. Because he had already baked them all into one challah, the 9 pieces left over, he took and he made one big challah out of them. Memele b'shas the kiddush, there's no 10 challahs. Memele asks the Mikdash Tovid, there's no maila at all in having 10 pieces of dough that you can be mekayim the aloch of echod miyud. Because the shem challahs, which it had earlier, is not yachal the kedusha at all, the kedusha is only chal later. So l'chira, the zman, when you have to be mekayim, the eser chalois, has to be the zman when the chalois is going to be kodosh, in order to go and have this halach of eser. So how could it be a kium of echod mi eser, in the case where it was belisha, where it wasn't yet kodosh at all, the lechem? L'chira, there's no kium of echod mi eser, when it was still belisha. So too the Kuntres Yonas Ilim in Simetes is Marich also, and he asks on the Ran and the Rosh, this Kasha that L'chiri, even if there would be a Locha of Echod Me'eseh Chalois, in order to be Mekai in the Din Afrosha, there has to be Echod Me'em, it has to take 1 out of 10, L'chiri, there has to be a Chalois of 10 Chalois, which is only going to be Chal, only after the Kiddush, which is automatically after the Afia. What is the point of having these 10 pieces if they haven't got yet Hashem Chalo, they haven't got any Kedusha yet? L'chiri, there's no Chalois of Eser Chalois to say that there should be a Halacha of Echod Mi'eseh. Memele says in Mikdash Tovid, L'chiri, in Tosfos will be Mavua, that the din of Echod Mi'eseh is not a Halacha in the Afrosh in the Truma, there has to be 10 Chalois and you take 1 of the 10. The din is just a Afrosh of Truma, just like other Trumas and Maestres. It's an amount of Soiles which he has in front of him. There's a din, a certain amount of 1 out of 10, and so too by the Lisha will be enough, even in the case where it's one big dough, he can take one piece, as long as it corresponds to the same amount of Soiles, which he normally should be taking of Echod Miyud. This is also a kium of the Halacha, of Vehirim Mimenu, Min HaMechuba, like the Gemara says later on, the din of Echod Mi'eseh. But to say there's Halacha of Eseh Chalo, this is very schwer to say that it's already Chal, when it's Oido Iso, this is a question Mikdash Dovid asks on Iran and Rosh. And Bemis Mikdash Tovid points out even more that Toisvus Baos explains that the Ika Afrosha, which this person is doing Belisha, is Bemis not yet Chal at all, a Toyas Truma. The Kriyas Shame of the Truma has to be done only later on. Up till the Afia and the Kiddush, which is going to be Chal with the Shechita, it is only a Yichud Baalma that this is the one going to be Chal later on, the Shem Truma. But the Toyas and the Chalois Truma hasn't actually been Chal yet at all on these Chalois. Memele L'chiria, according to Tosfos, that there's not yet Chalois of Truma, then definitely there can be no Chalois of Echod Me'eseh in the case where it hasn't yet been baked, because the Weiler, there's no din of the Chalois Truma, it's only a Kriyas Shem, which is going to be Chal later on, and now it's only a Toyas Yichud. So L'chiria, definitely according to Tosfos, we have to say that the din of Echod Miyud is Niskayim with the Shia of Soiles, but there's no actual Halacha of Eser Chalois. And the Yonas Elim, he points out even more that the Rosh himself over there in the Dorim, he says like our Tosfos, that the Kedusha and the Shem Truma is only going to be Chal later on. So L'chir, if the Truma is only going to be Chal later, and later there's already baked into four Chalos, and there's no 10 Chalos anymore, how is it Niskayim the Aloch of Echod Mi'ese? And Memeila L'chir, if there's no Kiyum, what is the idea, what is the purpose, L'chatchila to make 10 separate doughs? Doch L'nein Nidah Vavamid Beis, he points out that L'chir, according to these Rishonim, that you make 10 separate doughs. Why does Gemara say that the din of Arboim is only the mitzvah? L'chayra, one can say by him is the aloch of Arboim. There's a shem of Arboim chalutz, which isn't said by Lachmi Toido. This is by him is Ma'akiv. And the kium of these 40 chalutz he already has, because he made l'chatchila from each mean, he made 10 separate doughs. And since we see in Rishonim that l'chayra there is somewhat a chalutz of eser chalutz, because this is the whole purpose why the person l'chatchila is being making these 10 pieces of dough. So l'chayra one can say that at the end of the day he had the time in the lach metoido that there was arboim. He had 40 chalois. Memeila l'chayra l'maskonas ha-gemara, where the gemara comes to that the afrosha belisha, this is the case how he's been mekayim the mitzvah of trumas lach metoido, the afrishinu belishayu, and the rishonim explain that he made 10 separate doughs. Then l'chayra there's no mekoy anymore to tell us that the arboim is only in a mitzvah. Be'emes it could be the arboim is ma'akev. And the reason why he had 40 is because he had the 40 when they were Issa. This is the taina of the Aruch Lenei, which is the Chayyim Mashman and Maskona, that the din of Arboim, the mitzvah, is still applies. And the Chayyim, according to the Ran and the Rosh, there's no Hechech anymore for this halacha, the Maskona's Hagemora. And Be'emes, the Chayyim, the Teretz is, like we said, the Mikdash Tovid explains, that the Chayyim, Belisha, when it is still a Issa, there's no Kiyom of Eser Chalos. And the Eser Chalos can only be in the sky after the Kiddush, Bifrat, if it's not yet a truma at all. Memeila, we have to understand, if so, what is the purpose, bichlal, why are they making eser chalois if it hasn't got yet a shem of eser chalois until the kedusha? The Minchas Chinuch, at the end of Mitzvah Kuf Mem Aleph, he explains in a whole different way the svara of the Ran and the Rosh, the reason why they say that this person made lechatchila 10 separate doughs. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the reason is not because of the afrosha. And the Oilam one can say, like we said from the Mikdash David, from Toitzvus, that the halacha of Eser Chalois can only be Niskayim later on after the Kiddush. So too the Din Truma is no halacha in the Truma, it has to be Echod Mi'eser. The Din is, it has to be an amount of Soiles, which corresponds to the amount of Soiles he has to take normally by his Chalois. The reason why L'chatchila, the Ran and the Rosh explain that this person made 10 separate doughs is for a totally different reason. Says the Michas Chinuch, because there's halacha in the afrosha of the truma, which has to be done, it has to be done be'oimed, but it's not allowed to be done be'mishkol, because mishkol is mentioned by the klola, by the teichacha, and since this is a klola, it's a derech bizoyin, therefore there's no afrosha allowed to be done be'mishkol, and the only way you could do afrosha, he has to go and estimate the amount of soilets he has to be'emes take, be'oimed, and he's not allowed to use a mishkol. Ma'mele says in Michas Chinuch, the only way possible for this person to go and make sure he has the exact right amount of soiles is by making lechatchila 10 separate doughs, and each one's going to be the same amount, the same shiur, and now he knows that when he takes one of them, he has echod mi'ese in the amount of soiles, but otherwise he's going to never know if he's taking the right amount of soiles since he's not allowed to use a mishkol. Mameila, the reason why the Rishonim say that he made 10 doughs is not because of the halacha of eser chalos, and le'olam, the din of eser chalos is not yet niskayim, and this is what the Gemara says, the din of arboim is only in the mitzvah, because he doesn't have a kiyum of eser chalos, of the arboim chalos by the lach metoido. The reason why he's making separate doughs is only to make sure that he has the right amount of soiles, since he can't use a mishkol, and this is the way he does, is by making 10 separate isois, and he takes one out of the 10, then he knows definitely he has the right amount of echod mi'ese in the shiur of soiles. So, Mameila, according to the Michas Chinuch, everything is miyushev, because they don't mean michlal that there's a chalois of your eser chalois, like it's vasemes, or in Yisile, in the Mikdash Tovid, like they explain, but it's for a totally different reason, in order to make sure he has the right amount of soiles for the trumas lach mi'toido. We could just point out that the Mikdash Tovid l'shitose cannot say like this pshat of the Michas Chinuch, because we find it on in the Mikdash Tovid in Simen Lamed, Sifkot in Gimel, when it discusses the halacha of using a mishkol, a way to weigh it with a scale, to make sure he has the right amount of soiles in the Beis HaMikdosh, explains the Mikdash Tovid that this is what we find in the Gemaras, that the mishkol is a Simen Klola, because we find it in the Teichacha. This is only a bizoyan in the Beis HaMikdosh itself. And Memela, we never find the din mishkol when it comes to weigh the amount of soiles only with kelim, but there's no mishkal in the Beis HaMikdosh because this is the Derech Bizoyin. But says the Mikdash Tovi, the Lachmitoido, which would take the mishkal was done outside the Beis HaMikdosh, then there's no hakpoda to say that he shouldn't use a mishkal, a way, a scale, outside the Beis HaMikdosh. The whole halach is only a bizoyin in a mikdosh because it's a simen klala. Mashenkin outside is allowed to do it just like he uses the scales for normal chulin and for all normal transactions in a case where he's using soiles and different amounts which have to be weighed. Memeila, according to the Mikdash Tovi, who holds that this din is only in the mikdosh, and lachmi toido, which is actually outside the mikdosh, there's no halach that he can't use a mishkal. This can't be the reason why the Rishonim say he has to make 10 separate doughs, because by emes he can go push the eitzah of weighing the amount of soiles he has to go and do the maisa afrosha. Memela, this was the ichoch of the Mikdash Tovi to learn that the din of eser chalois was to be niskayim, to be mekayim the alocha of eser, that the zalocha b'shas the afrosha has to be 1 out of 10, and by emes there's already a kium of 10 chalois even when it's a isa, and this is shreya, like we have said above, from the kashas which the Mikdash Tovi asks on the Rishonim from our toisvus. Now moving further on in the Gemara on Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down a braise, toner abonon, kol amenochis sheribo b'midas esreinon, oy shemiut b'midas esreinon psulois. This is the halacha which mentioned over here in the braise, which b'emes we don't find anywhere earlier menochis mentioned this halacha of ribui of soiles in every mincha. The Gemara in the Mishnah earlier in the first parak of menochis in the Afyudalef of Medalef brings down the halacha of ribo shamno. There was too much shemen in the mincha, or ribu levoino, but the din of ribu soiles over there is not mentioned in the Mishnah. It is only the makor from our braisa over here in Ayin Vav Amud Beis that the menochis sheribah b'midas esreinom is also possible. In the Tesefta menochis in Perik Aleph Halacha Yud, over there the Tesefta puts everything together. The ribui, if you have too much shemen, too much levoino, or too much soiles. But by us in the Mishnah al-Koponim, in the Mishnah earlier in Yudalef Hamed Aleph, only mentions the ribui of Shemen and the ribui of Levoino, and the din of ribui Soiles and all of the mention over there, only in our Gemara, in our Breise. Now the pshat in our Gemara, in our Breise, why ribob and midos esrinom is possible, we find over here two malchim in the Rishonim, and they both mention the Rashi in the Ksaviad. Says Rashi, the first pshat, because over here he has more than his sorin of Soiles in his Kli, in his Mincha. Memela later on when he does a Maisa Kmita, the Kmita only is a Kmita for Isorin of Soiles, and over here since he has more than Isorin of Soiles, the Koimetz is going to become a Koimetz Chosa, because the Kmita is only going to be Chal of Isorin of it, and the Koimetz has to do a Kmita on the whole Soiles which he has over here for his Mincha. Memela Apicheshben is going to be a Koimetz Chosa. This is the first Pshat of Rashi in Ksaviad. Toitzvus over here doesn't like this Pshat because the Kmita is toilei b'dati shel koyin, and l'chayyeh there could be a kmitza only on the nisorin which the koyin is thinking of. The second pshat of Rashi says that this is a gzeis hakosuv b'minchas nesochim, which is a halacha of shloisha esreinim lapor, shnei esreinim l'oil, and there's a halacha gzeis hakosuv they have to keep to these amounts, and you're not allowed to go be marbe or be mamayit on the amount which is said in the Mishnah in the pasuk by minchas nesochim. Now, Pashtas, the Tais HaKodesh, the Vechtoido, they explain if they feed them this Pshat of Rashi, we mashma that the din of Minchas Nesochim. But Lechoyah, the Pasuk, the Embrace over here, which tells us Kol HaMenochis, is mashma, it's referring to all the Menochis. Memele, it could be that Rashi means that just like there's a din of Shloisha Lapor and Shnei Yisroinim Lo'oil, so too there's Alocha of Yisroin Lakeves, which Rashi over there, Alatoya explains, that Yisroin Lakeves, this is the minimum amount which is allowed in a mincha, there has to be at least a Yisorin of Soiles, just like we find by the Minchas Nesochim, Yisorin Lakeves, and from here we learn out to all the Menochis, which the Shia is Yisorin, that this is the exact amount which is a din of Yisorin, just like the din of Mincha, of Minchas Nesochim, of Shloisha Lapor, and Shnayim Lo'oil, this is the Ikuva, so too the Yisorin Lakeves is a certain amount exact, and we're not allowed to go and be Marbe, or be Mamayit, an amount of Soiles, bein by the Minchas Nesochim, and bein by all the other Menochis, like his Mashma and the Breise of Kol HaMenochis. So these are the two Pshatim in Rashi, that the Din Chisorin Ribui Soiles is either because of the Kmitza, or because there's a Gzeis HaKosuv of the Isorin of Shloisha Lapor and Shnayim Lo'oil. Now according to Rashi, the first Pshat which Rashi says that the Chisorin over here is a problem mitzad the Kmitza, says the Chazen Yecheskel in his Pirushon HaTesefta, in Menochis Perik Aleph Halacha Yud, that lefi this svara of Rashi that the reason why it's possible is only because of the kmitza, memela this only applies by the menoches and ikmotzis. Mashein kinem in chaskoyanim, which according to Rabbonon, it's kule kolil, there's no kmitza bichlal, then there's no problem if you have too much soiles, more than a isorin. Because there's no inherent integral problem inside the isorin itself, there's no gzis hakosuv in the amount of the soiles, there's only a problem inside the kmitza. Memela mincha, which doesn't have any kmitza, will have no problem over here of the mincha that it's a ribui soiles, and the menochis in our b'risa are only referring to the menochis she'ein on ikmatzis. This is how the Chazon Yecheskel explains according to the first pshat of Rashi. Memela, the Mishlan earlier on in Daf Yud Aleph only discusses the din of ribui shemen and ribui levoino, which these are psulim in the actual mincha and the amount of the mincha itself, but not Zaitiger Chisroinus, side problems which come out because of the Ribui, which is like the Koimitz of the Isorin, because of the Koimitz. Memela, the mission over there doesn't mention the din of Ribui Soiles, which is not Be'etzim a problem mitzad the Mincha, only mitzad the Kmitza, and it's only Negea by the Menochis and Ikmotzis. Mashenkin, according to the second Pshat of Rashi, and the Sartosis explains, and Be'emes, Ribui Soiles is a real problem mitzad the Mincha, just like we have Ribui Shemen and Ribui of Levoino. The Chazon Yecheskel Be'emes over there asks, according to the first pshat of Rashi, that the problem is only because of the koimetz, and like we said, by the minchas koyanim is logged by ani chisorin. Why Be'emes do we find that the ribui shemen is a problem in the mincha? If you have too much shemen, which the Torah tells us you have to put a lug leisorin, and if you put more, says Rashi earlier in Menachos Yud Aleph, there's a problem because it's ribui in the amount of which the Torah tells us. Why by the shemen do we find there's a problem of the ribui? Mashenki by the soiles, says Mavur and Rashi. There's no problem be'etzem, only mitzad the kmitza, according to the first prayer of Rashi. And explains that in Cheskel this could be because the shemen is nivlal, it gets absorbed inside the soiles, and therefore any excess amount of shemen is automatically counted that it's a ribui shemen, it goes into the cheshbon of how much shemen we have over here in the mincha, and this is a problem of ribui shemen. Mashenkin soiles, which each piece of soiles is by itself, we do not recognize the amount of soiles, which is more than the isorin, and we say that only the isorin of the soiles, which is here, he is the mincha, and the rest is just poshut the soiles lying on the side, because it doesn't absorb itself in the rest of the soiles, it stays by itself. Mamela, by shemen, we have a problem of ribui shamno, mashengi by soiles, there's no problem of ribui shamno, only because of the kmitza, or like the second pshat of Rashi, because it's a gzeis hakosov, by minchas nesochim, or by all menochis, because it's learnt out of the minchas nesochim. So these are the two pshatim which we find over here in the Rishonim. Why ribui soiles is a problem, either because of the kmitza, or because there's a gzeis hakosov, just like minchas nesochim, shloish ol apo, shnaim lo'oil. The Biskirov earlier in Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, so too the Oilas Shloim over here in his Pirish on Menoches Ha'invov Amid Beis, they suggest a new pshat. Why should be the halacha of Ribo B'midas Esreinom is possible? And they explain that the halacha is that we have to be Mekadesh originally the Isorin of Soiles in the Kli Shel Kodesh to be Mekadesh the Mincha, and this is done in Abisa, how we Mekadesh the Isorin of Soiles. Now the halacha we find always in the Gemara, in the end of Mizbech Mekadesh, that a kli cannot be Mekadesh, the klishoris which is used to be Mekadesh, something which is put inside the klishoris, the halacha is, ein a kli Mekadesh, yoysam in oroiloi, more than the amount is not going to be Mekadesh. And it's mavur in the Gemara in Sukkah, Memtesam et Aleph, by the Nisuch HaMayim, that if the Nisuch HaMayim has a shear, then if it's placed inside the shear, the kli, more than the amount which is needed for the Nisuch HaMayim, says the Gemara over there, that since the klishoris cannot be Mekadish, the excess amount of water, then Be'emes is not be Mekadish at all, the klishoris is not going to be Mekadish any of the Mayim which is inside the Kli. This is the halacha which is Mavur in the Gemara in Sukkah, and Memela says the Biskaryov, and Oilas Shloimer. L'chayr, this could be a reason why if someone brings more than a Sorin of Soiles, it's going to be possible, because since we need to have a Kiddush to take place on the Isorin, and if there's going to be more than the Isorin of Soiles, the klishoris is not going to be Mekadesh at all, not even the Isorin of Soiles, and the Isorin will stay Chulin, which is going to be a problem, to go and bring this Isorin afterwards for the Mincha. Memela, the problem is mitzad the Kiddush Kli, because ein akli Mekadesh yoytzem in aroiloi, and Memela ad kdei kach, that if you have a bit of extra Isoiles, it is not even going to be Mekadesh, the Isorin of Soiles, which is inside. This is a new suggestion, pshat in our Gemara, the reason why Ribo Memidas Hasreinom is possible, mitzad the Kiddush Kli. Now one final point over here in the Perek, this is a very big chiddush discussed in the Achronim, taken out from the Gemara, the end of the Perek, the Mor brings down a Breitze, Tonu Abonon, Soiles Veofiso, which is said by the Lechem Aponim, Melamich and Nikcha Soiles, the Kinyan, the buying was done when Nutu Soiles, Uminayin Shafi Lechitin, the Gemara says there's a drosha by the Lechem Aponim to tell us that you're allowed to go and buy the Lechem Aponim even when Lechitin, which is much cheaper, Tameluima Velokach Tomikol Mokoy. Says the Gemara, Yochil Af Bishar Menochis Kain, Tameluima Oiso, and Mipneach Isochin is only because the Lechem Aponim is brought every Shabbos, and is Choftad Edesroinim, Mamila the Torah allows us to buy it Chitin. Mashenke Ma'adam Menochis is a din that has to be bought soiless. Rashi explains the reason is, because not everyone is boki in doing the sifting kedin the way it has to be done, like it's mentioned earlier in this Mishnah, all the halachas of the nipui, and mamela the din is I have to buy ready-made soiles, even though this bemis is going to be more expensive, and only by the lechem aponim there's a heter to buy chitin mipnei achisochim. The Rash and the Ravid in the Torah's Kohanim, they say a different reason why other menochis says akpoda to be bought dafka besoiles, because they say ein anius b'mokim ashirus. This would seem a bizoin to the Beis HaMikdosh that we go and buy dafke chitin in order to save some money, and this is a problem of Einanius from Mokim Ashirus from Mila Zakpoda dafke to buy the chitin, dafke by other menochis to buy soiles and not when it's chitin. Now from this Gemara, the Mikdash Dovid, Simen Lamed Hei, Trumas Alishkos, if gotten Gimel, he asks an interesting question, and from here there's a very sadistic machlokes achrinim in the gedder of the din of Ktsiras HaOime. Because the Mikdash Dovid asks that we find earlier in the Gemara, in Samech Vavamid Beis, by the mitzvah of Avoas HaOimer, the Gemara there discusses, that during the Ktsiras HaOimer, afterwards we do a Miruach, and the Gemara says that the Miruach which is done in the field, with the Chitin, which is used for the Ktsiras HaOimer, is a Miruach of Hektish, because the Chitin are Kodosh, and Mamela, this Miruach of Hektish, the Gemara has a whole discussion, if Miruach Hektish Poiter, which is takes place by every year by the Ktsiras HaOimer. Says the Mikdash Dovid, this is Muchach from the Gemara, earlier on, that is called the Miruach of Hektish, that Bal Kochoch, the Gizborim were already Maktish, and already bought the Chitin for the Minchas HaOimer, already when it was B'Shibolin, even when it was still B'Mechuba, already then, there was already a Kedusha, which is going to be Chal later on to call it a Miruach of Hektish. As the Mikdash Dovid, this is Neged, a Mefurish HaAlocha in our Gemara, which is a Breisa, we learn this out of Psukim, is a Gzeit HaKosuv, that there's a din that all other Menochos, besides the Lechem Aponim, there's a Hakpoda, there's a din in the Gzeit HaKosuv of Oiso, to tell us that the Mincha has to be bought, Dafka when it's Soiles, and not when it's Chitin. And in the Gemara, by the Oimez Mavur, that the buying and the Hektish was actually already earlier, even b'mechuba by the Shibolim already, it is called the Miruach of Hektish, Bal Kochoch, the Oimer was already Chal earlier, and was already bought, already b'Shibolim l'chir, how are we Mekayim, the Aloch of our Gemara, that there's a din, that you're not allowed to go and buy other Menochis, when it's Chitin, and you have to buy them only when it's Soiles. This is Mikdash Tovitz Kasha, from our Gemara, why is the Ktsiras HaOimer any different, does not include it in our din, of Af B'Shar Menochis, Kein Tameloim HaOiso. Says a bit to Zalman in his Agoris on the Mikdash Dovid that the Kasha is a Pella, because of course Ktsiras HaOimer is not included in our din in the Pasuk of Yehov Oiso, because the halacha is that the Ktsiras HaOimer is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be koitzer these chitin reaches Ktsirchem. There's a mitzvah, like the Gemara says earlier in the Bishmol, that there's a mitzvah of Ktsiras HaOimer. Says Rebbe Zalman, in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ktsiras HaOimer, then the Chayyah is Poshet, that they have to first be Mekadish the Chitin, in order that they should be Chal, that this Ktsiras Chitin is being done for the Minchas HaOimer. Mashenkin, if there won't be Kodosh yet, there'll only be Chulin, then with what way is going to be Chal, that this is called the Ktsiras HaOimer, just because he's doing it for the purpose of later on, bringing from here the Minchas HaOimer, this is not enough. It has to already be Kodosh, already be Mechuba, in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ktsiras HaOimer. And the din of our Braisa is only referring to those Menochis which don't have any mitzvah of Ktsira, and on them is said the Halacha that has to be brought after B'Soiles. Memeida says that B'Soiles Alman, this is the Poshet, why Minchas HaOimer is not included in this din of the Braisa of Oiso to be brought B'Soiles, because there's a mitzvah of Ktsiras HaOimer. Now this Hanocha, which Rabbi Zalman makes Bipshitus, that the mitzvah of Ktsiras HaOimer is Mechayiv, that the Chitin should already be Kodosh in order to be Mechayim, the mitzvah of Ktsiras HaOimer, It's not so simple. And in Moshe Soloveitchik in his Sefer, in Chidush HaGram HaLevi, in Amud Kuf Dalet, he's Mesupik in this din. It could be that Be'emes, this itself, that they're doing the Ketzira, Becholin, but they have an intention of bringing from these Chitin later on for the Minchas HaOimah. This is also enough to say that you're Mekai in the Mitzvah of Ketzira HaOimah. And the B'shlim is Alman in Madani Eretz, in Shvius, Simen Hesiv, Kotin Tezvov, he brings a Mefurish Ramban al HaTorah in Pashas Emor. The Ramban over there explains in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis, that the reason why in the parasha is mentioned the Dine Leket Shikcho Peos straight after the Din of Ketzirah Sa'ima is to tell us that even during the Ketzirah of the Oima, where they're busy doing a mitzvah of Ketzirah Sa'ima, they should know there's still a mitzvah of Leket Shikcho Peos, and this is why the Torah tells us this mitzvah straight after the Ketzirah Sa'ima. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, if one is going to say that the Ketzirah Sa'ima is only a kiyum mitzvah in a case where they're already mekadesh these chitin, then memela is not going to be any mitzvah of leket shikcho peyo on this ketzirah sa'ima, because the halacha is on hektish. There's no mitzvah of leket shikcho peyo. Memela is mefurish in Ramban that be'emes in the ketzirah sa'ima there's still chulin and there's still din leket shikcho peyo, and only later on they were mekadesh the chitin. Memela lechiri, this is, you see, not like a bishas almond svara, and we have to understand weiter the mikdash tovitz kasha. If so, why did the Mekadesh, why were the Mekadesh already earlier, but Shibolim, the Chorah, they should go and wait till it's Soiles because of our Breisa. The Divri Malkiel, also in his Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Siman Vav, Sifkot and Lamed, he discusses his Shaila, whether the Oima has to be Kodosh in order to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Ketzirah HaOima. Now, by Emes and Eke Kasha of the Mikdash Tovid, it's worth to point out that the Rash and the Ravid, which we mentioned in the Torah's Kohanim, they already ask this Kasha, that why is the Oima different, and by the Oima we find that you already bought it, but Shibolim, the Chirid is Aloch of Soiles, and explain the Rash and the Ravid, that since the Iker idea of the Pasuk is Mavura of Oisom, Bnei Achisochim, and the reason is because Ein Anius B'mokim Ashirus, like we said earlier, from the Rash Mishans on the Ravid, Memela they explain that this is only in a case of a normal mincha where it is possible to be bought soiles. Mashainke in the oima, which has to have a tchina and a rekida, and this all has to take place in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Azara, this shouldn't be done biyad edyotim, only biyad akoyanim, and this was the reason why they found it necessary to go and be mekadesh and buy already when it was chitin, and not to rely on the edyotim to do the soiles, to go and buy it when it was soiles. Memela, the Rashi and Ravid explain this is the reason why Be'emes the Minchas Oima is not included in this Breisa of Oisa, which is only referring to other Menachis. Now, Koponim, we have learned from here, from our Gemara, an interesting Shaila in Achrinim, if the mitzvah of Ketzirah Sa'oima can be niskayim, even if the chitim are still chulin, or there's a din, like Abishas Zalman says, to go and first be mekadesh these chitim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ketzirah Sa'oima.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.